Hello, everybody. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
And I'm Chemda, ultimatepodcastingguide.com. Check it out. We're going to teach you how to podcast like the pros.
Today's guest, Danny Hatch. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Guest and friend, I would say.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Can't tell if he's moving up or down in the world with that comment.
I think up. I'd like to think so.
You guys don't seem like you're hungover today. That just surprises me, because I am.
Oh.
What happened?
Well, yesterday I did a My Name is Keith.
Ooh.
They take a lot out of you.
The worst spinoff show, I hear.
It's the best spinoff show. You knew it was one way or the other.
Well, it takes a lot out of you.
We had the great Catherine Heller on. And I'd lose my place being drunk, and she'd get me back on track. She's a pro.
That's good. She's a great guest on things.
On things.
But she talked about being with Mike Kaplan. Mm. She made him monogamous. She talked about the boyfriend she had that punched her right in the fucking face.
Yikes.
Awful.
We talked about, hey, would she fuck Danny if she was single? What is going on with this shit?
Who knows? And I guess we'll never know. So you might as well not even.
You don't have to worry.
Oh, really?
Yes. Here's what I yelled at her.
Yeah.
Would you fuck Danny?
Yes.
If he didn't tell anybody?
Yes.
Do you know too many people in common that there's no way that could happen?
No.
Right before Mike Kaplan, of course.
No. I would fuck Danny in a heartbeat.
What does that mean? Last whatever the fuck show, Danny's show. No offense, Danny. I just couldn't remember the show.
If I was single.
If you were single.
I'd fuck Danny.
What does that mean? Because now he's going to fucking punch himself.
Here's the thing.
Did he not play it right?
Or no, it's not that.
Is it not true?
It's not that. It's that he's a great guy.
It's one or the other. He didn't play it right. It's not true.
I don't want to be a weird thing. He's a great guy.
Well, you don't want it to be a weird thing because we're all connected.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a reason. Would you fuck him otherwise?
If you were single. 10 years from now, I would.
You hear that, Mike Kaplan?
Yeah. 10 years from now.
You got to keep this relationship for 10 years or Mike's getting...
I feel Danny's doing fine. Listen, here's why I'm worried.
Danny's doing horribly.
Here's why I wouldn't fuck Danny.
And then it goes on, of course.
Danny, how do you feel about all this?
I wish that clip had stopped at the beginning. She started out saying she would fuck me.
Right away, right?
By the end of it, it's a no-go.
It didn't take convincing or finishing of the question. Mm-hmm. Look at this.
I'm fresh on her mind.
She goes, I'll sleep with Danny, or I'd have sex with him. Okay, what does that mean? What are you saying?
Right. Oh, well, we'll never know.
We get into it, actually. The show will come out next week on Wednesday, November 6th.
Yes.
And November 6th, of course, also is Chris Laker's show that I'm doing stand-up at the Creek in the Cave. So.
Which is going to be fun because not only are we going to have Keith out of season doing stand-up, but also you'll be on the panel afterwards as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be there enjoying my dinner while you guys sweat on stage. Mm-hmm. Danny, you coming with me?
Of course I am.
Sweet.
I assume on the panel I judge other people's stand-ups?
Yeah, that's how it works. Just go with that, definitely.
Just go first to set the tone?
Uh-huh. Just say, before Chris introduces you, just rush the stage right as the last person is done doing their stand-up.
Yeah, Adam Spiegelman came back from his job last night, and in between, every so often in our conversation, I had to hit the bathroom.
Oh, God.
I didn't realize how drunk
to
throw up. Oh, I didn't realize how drunk we got until I'm standing up and it's over.
Wow. You threw up?
I threw up. She blacked out.
How do you know she blacked out?
We talked today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. So you were like, remember this? And she said no?
No, she said like she got home. It sounds like she got home, but she doesn't know what she did at home.
Oh, Lord. Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. What if she ate meat and dairy when she got home? That's so dangerous. Uh-huh. She said that she would make us a vegan lasagna, and I said I'd happily try it.
Oh.
Yeah, don't ruin this for me. Just if you're not wanting it, I'll just pretend it. Like, okay. Yeah. Keith?
Of course.
All right. I want it.
There's meat on the side, I assume.
Yeah. You can. It's a garnish.
Adrian Grenier, he's the main guy in Entourage. Supposedly, there's an Entourage movie coming out, right?
Mm.
Adrian's the pretty guy?
He's the pretty guy. I've heard on multiple occasions, I feel like from a girl that I know, that he stinks.
Like smelly?
That he's smelly. Mm. That he never bathes. He thinks he's too pretty. He doesn't have to bathe. And a story just came out that it turns out he's an asshole. He gave some kind of speech somewhere, and people walked out.
At college.
What was he giving a speech for?
I think he was just a celebrity talking to students at a college.
What's he going to talk about?
Walked the auditorium. It's just like his, like...
I mean, people would have questions for him. You know, how did you get your starts? I mean, what's it like? What are you doing now? Why did you do that documentary?
Well, apparently everybody walked out, but he joined...
Everybody walked out?
Yeah. I guess there are a couple, but yeah, everybody walked out. Then he went to a bar afterwards and kept asking for free shots from the bartenders. They wouldn't give it. Then he asked women to buy him shots.
That's so...
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. That's terrible.
That's distressing, too. You'd think he's rolling in money.
Yeah, but you know what? We're going to find out in like a month or a year that he was high this whole time.
He has a problem. He's going to rehab.
Yeah, and we're talking about his bottom right now, which doesn't excuse anything. You're still a dick. But I don't know. This doesn't sound like a sound-minded person.
This is not that bad of a bottom also.
Right.
You made an ass of yourself once.
Yeah. I jumped off a balcony. What did you do? Yeah. I asked women to buy me drinks.
I asked a girl for a drink. Yeah.
I had money, but I asked for more.
The place is called The Three Kings, the bar, and they say he was, quote, a real douche.
Well, he thought he was one of the kings.
Can you imagine this news article? So they go, listen, okay. Owner of this establishment, you say he's a real douche. If it's not an inconvenience, my fact checker will call you up in a couple hours to verify. You just repeat.
That he is indeed you just a real repeat, douche.
A real douche, please, and we'll put the article out. Thank you.
Yeah, I wonder if they tried for others. Like, I don't know if we could put a real douche in there. Is there anything else that describes him? And they're like, no, like a real genuine douche. Yeah. MJG is saying he did a documentary about finding his father, and he kind of seemed like an asshole in his own movie.
Well, that's why the dad left him.
I didn't think so. I thought he was, you know, that hippie pretentious at most, you know, the kind that like is finding himself and maybe people would think is very self-indulgent, but if you're indulging in him, then that's a documentary for you. And it's all based on him and his feelings about meeting his father. So you would have to like that to watch that movie.
I saw that movie and they said, why did you abandon me? And he said, you were a real douche.
A real douche.
Yeah. So the fact checker shouldn't have an issue.
There's a global wine shortage. I think that's from me and Catherine. Yesterday. There's not enough wine in the world. I've been to liquor stores. There's plenty.
There's a lot of wine.
There's a lot of wine.
Well, what are we going to do if it runs out?
The industry
stop on grapes for a couple minutes.
I bet somebody will do that.
Yeah.
The industry is experiencing an undersupply of nearly 300 million cases. Production is lowering about 10%, while consumption has been raised 1%. This is mostly due to bad weather in France and Argentina.
Now, I think that this is Trader Joe's fault for having a wine bottle at $2.99. I buy it by the dozen. Mm. No joke. Like, it's still under $30, and I walk away with 12 bottles of wine.
And it's not bad.
Yeah. No, did fine. I just do the math right? That's right, right?
Yeah.
It's $30-something dollars. Sorry.
$36.
Yeah. Plus tax, probably. That's amazing.
It's a deal.
Yeah.
It's a great deal. That's, yeah. You pick up a bottle of wine, and then you have yourself a pan party.
It's no rosé that Danny brings to people's houses that nobody wants to touch that he ends up finishing by himself and that works out for him.
He knows. He's like, what don't you guys like? I'll bring it.
No, he loves it. The thing is Lauren read it. Last time he came over our house, Lauren read the bottle and it says it's not for drinking.
No, it didn't say say that. No, Lauren, no.
It was like... It's
a wine product.
Oh, there you go.
It's not wine. It's a wine product.
That's what it is. Yeah, I think it was...
It didn't say not for drinking. That's sensationalizing everything.
It's like McDonald's. They sell beef products.
Mm-hmm.
You know right. what I mean?
That sounds positive.
So, So I didn't bring it knowingly. Like, you know, I think it's delicious. I think it's wonderful.
You thought people would partake?
They should have. It's great. Chateau Diana. You can get it at Rite Aid. Ironically, for $6.99. I don't know why I'm not just going to Trader Joe's.
Oh, I know the bottle you're talking about. That's horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He really adores it, though. Like, he's willing to share, but
of course.
But he happily consumes it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about a real deal. Vista Print and cell phone cases, right?
Yeah.
You got your smartphone. You need a case for it. What kind of case are you going to use? You're going to spend $50 for a boring dumb case or $14.99 for a customizable case?
$14.99 for a customizable case.
Yeah, of course. Of course, make it nice and personal. Make it based on your business. I say you get a bunch, you hand them out at Christmas, and everybody's promoting you. And they're like, oh, what do I want to do today? Oh, I'm looking at the back of my phone because, you know, I put the phone down because I'm hiding any calls my mistress makes. I think I'll buy a new car.
I think I'll buy a new car.
You know?
I think everyone should get it and then post it on Facebook and tag us because I want to see what kind of stuff you're making.
All iPhone cases, 25% off and free shipping on your entire order if you spend more than $30. Vistaprint.com/Keith and the Girl. Satisfaction is guaranteed. If you're not happy, they will make it right. There is no risk.
Now, if you are thinking of getting someone a gift, like maybe their birthday's coming, or we always think of Christmas gifts last minute, this is perfect for either a stocking stuffer of someone that you are close with, or a gift for someone new, some acquaintance, like someone who's not, you know, like you don't need a huge gift for, but you don't know what to get. This is so personalized, doesn't cost you a lot, and doesn't make you that creepy guy or creepy girl who's like, eh, this is too soon for this. It's that perfect thing where you could either make it a stocking stuffer and then get a bigger gift, or make that the gift and not seem creepy.
Let me tell you about a business we are not pleased with. 1-800-EMPIRE.
800-588-2300. Empire fucks.
They're the ones call Empire today, right?
Yeah. I got to say, like, I have used them, right? And so the last time I used them, I redid all my floors in my place because I'm selling it.
Right.
So I did carpets on the stairs, in the hallway upstairs, and for both bedrooms. And I did the floors downstairs. I did a laminate, looks like wood. I don't freaking understand. And the kitchen. All of that only cost me $5,000. I think that's pretty, a little over $5,000, somewhere between $5,000 and $6,000. I got their credit card that has no APR for a year and a half, and I was able to pay it back, you know, right away, put all my money into that so that I don't get any tax on it. Any, what is that called? Fees on it. So that was amazing. But laminate can't get wet at all. My door to the balcony had a little hole in it that I wasn't aware. So last time it rained, it just went right into my floors, and the laminate, when people know about this, it raised a little. It, like, a little is maybe an understatement. It's noticeable when you step over there. It's like you're stepping up on a little hill and then you step down.
Okay.
But it's a little area. And so I called them up knowing that they're not going to fix it for free, and it's not under warranty anymore. It's been almost 2 years, but it doesn't matter. And they're not covering water because they know that it's going to mess up. But I figure they have that laminate so it could be, so it could match the rest of it easily. Now, once you're already a customer, they don't care about you. The first time I called, they were right there, and you know, they called me back and blah, blah, blah. This time, I made an appointment between 9 and 11. Fucking hate those appointments. Make an appointment at 9 and 10 and like any other human being, but fine. So at the first appointment, at 10:30 or 11, the guy calls me and is like, oh, yeah, I can't, you know, I'll get there at 11:30. And I'm like, I don't think you understand what 9 to 11 means. This isn't, you know, it's not a free-for-all.
Right.
I gave you 2-hour window. Second, so I asked them to come to make me the first one because I said I really need to get out of the house. After that, they're like, oh, yeah, definitely we'll make you the first one. Again, 9 to 11. At 10:30, I call up the place. I'm like, he's not here. And they're like, oh, yeah, so he'll be there later. Do you want to make an appointment for later the afternoon? And I'm just thinking, does anyone sit around and just go, oh, yeah, you know, I made the appointment for morning, but obviously later would be just as fine. Just, you know what, whenever he wants to come, I'm having dinner at 6 if he wants to join me, you know, whatever. I don't have a life. So I'm like, no, this is supposed to happen now. Could you please call him and ask him where he is? You know, I can't keep doing this. This is the second time that you guys are flaking on me. So he calls and they said, look, he'll be there at 11:15. Does that work for you? And I'm like, yeah, it works great for me, obviously. 11 something rolls around, and not he didn't call me this time, and they always claim that they don't have my number, but he did call me last time.
Right.
So 11 something rolls around, the guy goes, he's in traffic. And I go, you know what, there's no traffic right now that would stop him from coming to my house within 15-20 minutes. I know the traffic right now. My highway, the highway is right there. I could look at it. So he's like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, I know what to tell me. That you guys are late and that you'll make an effort to make this better right now. Can you see where he is? He's like, nah, man, I don't know. Obviously, like, he's kind of, this lax fucking bullshitty attitude of like, you know, I don't know what to say to you. I don't know. Really? Yeah. You're still on, I don't know what to say to you? So I said, I know he's lying. this is really frustrating. Let him know that this is, it's not, oh, well, we can come in the afternoon. Just forget it. Is there someone else that I can talk to? And he's like, no, everyone will tell you the same thing. And I'm like, well, there's somebody else that I could talk to. So let's pass that over to me. And so he finally passes me over to the local store because he's like, I could take you to there. And I said, why don't you just give me their phone number? I can call them. No, we're not allowed to do that. What kind of bullshitty, whatever. Mm. I call, so he transfers me over. And as soon as I get that other guy, I'm like, I'm so sorry that you had to be involved in this. And he's like, no, of course not. I'm like, oh, I just want to, you know, life is just blah, blah, blah. Anyway, set up an appointment for the next day. I'm the first appointment. He'll be there at 9. Come 9:30, this guy finally comes. Now, this is, if you're listening to Danny's show, it's the day after he threw up around and in my car, and he spent the night. So in the morning, when this carpet guy comes in, Danny's still on the couch, but I don't give a shit. Now they say don't have anyone there. We need a decision maker in the house. Make sure that person's there because we don't leave any materials behind. So make sure that whoever the person who's making the decisions is there so that we don't have to make another appointment. So I made the appointment. I answered the door. I'm answering all of his questions about the floor. But about 10 minutes into me talking to him, he starts turning to Danny, mm-hmm. who just woke up, is clearly hungover, right. has a clearly. Blanket almost over his face, and is just staring because he has nothing to say, right?
It's early. It was a rough night, obviously.
Yeah.
And that was so weird that I wasn't a part of a conversation at all. While you were, I was just like, life is happening around me. You were being professional, answering his questions, like dealing with him. It was so weird that he started talking to me about these decisions.
He just only started facing Danny, only started looking at him. I would talk to.
Is it flattering? Like, oh, look, people could think me and him are dating.
No, it was.
He's on the couch.
Yeah,
Did we have a fight? If we had a fight, keep talking to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So I get that.
It's sexist. A man is in the house. Clearly, he is making the decisions.
Yeah. So he starts talking. Like, I would say something to the rep, and the rep would answer Danny. And he stopped looking at me altogether. And I was starting to fume because I'm like, I always think I'm making it up. I never think, you know, I've heard about this and I have experienced it also, but I never like to lean on, you know, that side of it. So he's talking to Danny. Finally, after like, I don't know how long enough for me to establish this is really truly happening. He's just completely undermining me and just treating me like a piece of shit. So I finally go, he's my house guest. And I didn't, you know, I knew that Danny would not find that rude or something. He would understand. But like, I would hate to say, like, stop talking to my friend, right. You know? And so the guy's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Well, what I wanted to say is, what makes you think that this guy right now, who gets carded still at bars, who like, I'm answering all your questions.
A real fucking mess, this one.
I mean, come on.
What about that fucking head? Says he understands anything about floors.
But what makes somebody look at Danny instead of me?
Right.
When I
are you making a face, Danny? Like, if you could please stop.
No, I'm just staring dead ahead. Not even. I'm just letting it wash over me.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to his bullshit about floors because it's not my floor.
Oh, yeah. He was if you took a picture of Danny 10 minutes before the conversation started, 10 minutes into the conversation, 10 minutes after the conversation, same face. Like, no response, mm-hmm. just kind of, like, not even nodding to be like, I'm listening,
right.
just being like, I'm here.
Would have been rude to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Do you want some wine product, sir?
Right. I can't believe that happened. And
it would be funny if during, as he's talking to you, you just go back to bed.
You know what? It's more than he deserved on the politeness scale.
And I'm
so. What a bag of shit.
I'm so glad that Danny saw this. I know that, Keith, you've seen it in our experience in life together where people are dealing with me the whole time until they just stop talking to me and talk to you and you have no information.
Right.
No information. The fuck do I do about this? Nothing. I just go, he's my house guest. Hello, he's sleeping on the fucking couch.
Right. There's nothing you can grow a penis. There's nothing you can do.
So fucked up.
Yeah.
I would offer you mine, but I don't have a backup.
Anyway, still would have gone with them, but they were like, we don't, oh, at first he goes, we don't have the same, the same laminate flooring, so it might not match. And I go, oh, then I'm not working with you, so we can finish this right now. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
Sorry to tell you this, but for me to have to deal with what happens in your office and whatever number I call is not worth it. The only reason why I continue to deal with you is I think that you have a matching laminate. All of a sudden, he found like five of them. So they match. What I think he wanted me to do is to redo the whole floor because we can't match one piece of it. Go fuck yourself in hell. I'll just leave it like that.
What would you do as a man, Danny? Would you replace the part or do the whole floor?
I would obviously stare.
Right.
Oh, here's another
wait
thing.
For him to go away so I can sleep more.
Yeah, I was supposed to pay $80 for that visit and I didn't. And both Danny and Johnny were like, I wouldn't know not to pay for it. I just think that I'd have to. I'm like, exactly. But keep staring at the men
right.
when I don't know anything. And then he decided that they don't do pieces of a floor. He wants to do my whole floor again, and that would cost me $4,000.
It's not a snowdrop here, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I like you think I'm trying to fuck right. you?
I'm not a, hey, I'm trying, yeah. you know.
You know why
I'm a good guy.
Yeah. Oh, you're the best. why he said that is because, you know, we never know how much more is damaged or will be damaged, and we don't want to be liable. I'm like, you're not liable. It doesn't cover under warranty, so I don't know what a snow job is, but this sounds like one because it doesn't sound as good as a blow job.
You should have went, is that like blow job?
Right. Yeah, I go, $4,000 for like just a little over $1,000 more. I did my entire house. He goes, well, that must have been the deal there. This happens to be at 50% off, but only today. And I'm like, only today, huh?
Yeah, how don't women lose their shit? Like, you're talking to the guy that's giggling every time you say snow job.
Right.
Maybe I'm the one in charge,
right,
maybe.
Right. Danny, how do you think I handled it?
You handled it great. I mean, you are a force to be reckoned with.
She gets angry sometimes, right?
God save me if I ever get on your bad side.
But I'm not like...
You're not mean, but you are firm and you don't take bullshit. I don't know how to not take bullshit.
Oh, I can't stand it.
You know, you stand your ground.
I've said this before. It was one of these times where the guy, I don't remember what he was working on, the apartment, I believe, and he had a little, he was wrong, whatever he was saying, and him had to get a little forceful.
But I don't swear,
right.
And I don't attack, and I don't get personal.
But the guy looks at me like, oh my God, can you help me, sir?
Oh,
and I'm like, no, you're on your own now. You fucked up. You fucked up.
You stepped in it now.
Yeah.
You fucked up.
Shouldn't have talked down to her. Oops. My hands are up. You're on your own.
We're not even really together. Don't right. tell anyone.
Kristen writing in, we had guys working on our house, and the old guys refused to really talk to me or my girlfriend because they assumed we couldn't understand or take care of anything.
Yeah. I remember, like, there's, you know, if there's a tool mentioned or something or, you know, things that I guess a girl wouldn't know about, let's say, growing up in the sexist society. And generally, right. I don't know. I don't know anything about tools, but they won't look at me. But the thing is if you're discussing this about my house,
right.
I'm going to ask you and figure it out. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to figure it out. Or you're going to have to explain it to me because none of these motherfuckers are paying for this. So if you want to talk $4,000, talk to the person who's going to pay for it.
Is the tool that I'm going to use kind of like you, sir?
What?
Well, you're a tool. And is it related to that?
He loved Johnny's art, though.
Oh, yeah. Johnny started bringing the art down.
Right.
And he's like, oh, that's beautiful. I'm like, focus, fuckface. Oh, yeah. This is why you're late to your next appointment, you jackass. For 10 minutes, he's talking about Johnny's art. Yeah. I'm like, that's nice, but get the URL and move along.
How come Mean Danny didn't help out?
Mean Danny doesn't do well with Hungover Danny.
Okay.
They've never been seen in the same room together.
And also, what's Mean Danny going to do? You know?
Just make fun of something about him.
Right. I didn't have a microphone with me. This is what empowers. This is my whatever the anti-kryptonite is. This is what turns me into. This is my phone booth.
So what do you do, though? Do you still work with these people?
Not for $4,000. No. I actually said to him, I was like, look, obviously I'm not going to redo the whole floor. I don't care that much. If you change your mind about doing just the piece, then I'll work with you guys. But I don't have $4,000 in my budget.
It's not false advertising. When you see the commercial for 1-800-EMPIRE, it's a sweet old guy. Thugs come over.
This guy wasn't a thug.
No, he wasn't a thug.
No, he's like a general blue collar looking guy. The guys that did my house were really great. I mean, they really do everything super fast. In a day and a half, I had my entire house redone. It was absolutely amazing. And they were really nice. They were like, local, you know, Mexican guys. I'm like, did you guys just pick these people up right. at Home Depot? But they were sweet as anything and super polite and like really nice. So it's odd that like now I feel like now that they have you, it's just a different story, or maybe I'm getting the wrong people now. I don't know.
I don't know.
I do know.
What's the answer?
Wrong people.
Okay.
Wrong people.
Wrong people it is. Yesterday, Hemd and I went, we had a meeting. We have meetings.
You saw some faces.
And I'm very bad with direction, as you know. And I get out of the subway and I have to figure out which way is uptown. And I see a cop, doing
that's
the
me,
traffic.
That's me all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I never know. People go, get off at the Northwest. I'm like, God.
Right. There's four of them. I can't.
My wife tries this. She says, you know what? I'll meet you at this subway stop. You just get off the train or wait for me. I'm like, this will never work. Mm. It'll work. Just do what I'm telling you. I'm like, so what do we do? Do I play dumb and pretend I don't know it won't work and we miss each other? Or can I just give up now? Because it looks like I'm quitting. I'm like, no, I can't do this.
Right.
I don't know north side, west side. So
that's confusing. I always get off the wrong end. I go down the wrong direction because I think I'm going uptown. I'm going downtown.
But even, you know, not to belittle this, I get turned around sometimes also. Astoria over here is really confusing because there's like whatever street name, there's also avenue and road. And, you know, that's pretty hard. So I get turned around here and again. But smartphones don't help you. Like once you start...
I have to start walking and see where the blue dot goes.
Yeah. So like, you know, 10 steps later, you know, you're going in the wrong direction, right?
That's a lot of steps. But yeah, I mean, I just don't know at first. So I asked this this cop, you know, which way's uptown? And he gives me this look. He just stares like he's never heard a dumber question. Mm. I know he heard me.
Can I just point out that where we met was very tourist trafficked?
Right.
If that's a phrase, it's a very populated going shopping in New York area. It's not Midtown, but it's the downtown shopping area.
The people we're talking to, it's a sponsorship thing, and they say, "How do you do five shows? How do you do a show every day, five shows a week? What are you talking about?" And I almost told this story, and I decided it was best not to. So I say to the cop, "You know, which way's uptown?" He stares at me, and I go, "Which way's uptown?" And he goes, "You don't know." Uptown?
Oh God.
And I just stared back.
This could be anyone.
Yeah. And he's like, maybe I'm your boss. Mm-hmm. You're fired.
Right. Unemployment office is uptown. I was just wondering if you knew where to go.
So I say, uptown. I don't know which way that is. It's like, you don't even know uptown. How are you going to get to where you need to go?
Oh, my God.
I go, fuck you.
We probably had, oh, really?
Pause.
To a cop?
He's doing the traffic, okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
And I've heard that, I don't know if this is true. It sounds like one of those things. If you ask them they're a cop, they have to say. But
actually, that's true. It's part of their job description is to give you directions. No joke.
Right. So I see, and here's what I've learned. When they're on this traffic duty, you don't sign up for traffic duty.
Mm.
If they don't have, I believe it's their badge and their gun, definitely if they don't have their gun, they're in trouble and they got put on this duty.
Mm.
So they get their gun taken away for a while.
Wow.
Getting in trouble for sleeping in your car, showing up late to work, this kind of thing.
Being negligent of your job.
So I go, fuck you. He goes, what? I go, you heard me. Where's your gun? And then I walked away. I was so angry.
Oh my God. Okay, can I just point out that this is before the meeting, so you understand that if you got arrested, I would have to deal with that after the meeting.
I didn't think I'd be arrested. I really didn't think there's anything. You know what? I see.
Oh, I hate that you're my hero right now.
How big was your erection?
Yeah, I was so high. I had the stupid smile.
Like an avenue one or a street one?
Was it facing north? Yeah, or can you tell?
I was in one of those movies where I'm Bruce Willis. I don't even look around to see all the destruction.
Right. Oh, God. Oh, that's man. So cool.
I wish I was there to tell you what happened when you turned around, but who cares? Oh, my God.
And it is kind of crowded. Maybe he's yelling at me. I don't even know. But
and I was questioning whether we need to get fancier lunch that day because we had a good meeting.
Right.
How dare I? How dare I? We should have just went to like Uncle Jack's and just had a filet mignon. Oh my God.
It's fun. See,
I'm so excited for no reason right now.
it's like a second, you know, a second goes by, but in your head it's, you know, it's minutes. And
it's 60 frames.
I'm like, I think I'm gonna, it's in HD. I think I'm gonna say fuck you. Yeah, you know what? I see this a lot in the city. People are like, hey, pig. And I'm like, you can't just slam that guy's head into a wall. Apparently, you're allowed to say things to cops. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to say it. Watch this, me. Yeah. Fuck you.
Oh, my God. I'm so jazzed. My body is imploding. Holy fuck. Wow. Holy fuck. Oh, my God.
You heard me. And where's your gun?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's like, oh, my God. That's like so many things. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You have a pass now.
Yeah.
I can't breathe. How do you let me say anything to you for the last 24 hours?
Because I'm such a badass.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You're lucky I wasn't talking to the Empire people.
I shouldn't have even looked to you in the face. This is crazy.
So just a little heads up. Check if they have a gun. If they don't,
that's a great tip.
They're in trouble as it is. Say whatever you want. They can eat dick.
Oh, my God. And I bought salads for us to eat? I should have bought meat after meat. I want you to eat a Caesar salad in the office. Oh, my God.
Don't they have the most attitude?
What are we ordering after this? Why is everything food to me?
Because that's awesome. I will piggyback his bravery if it gets me food.
I've seen cops on the subway. They open up. Some idiot left their backpack, so they're trying to figure out if it's a bomb. They did it. There's other people on the train, and they're doing it with respect. It seems like the more minimal your job is as some type of officer, the more attitude you have. I see a lot of attitude from the traffic guards. We all see even more attitude from the meter maids. Just attitude. Just walking around with attitude. Not that they wouldn't take their ticket back. Just walking around disgusted with everything. And I guess I would be too, walking around for 8 hours.
Well, it's not just that. To me, it's that, you know, you see a meter maid, you do have lack of respect for them. A lot of times they're just getting yelled at for no reason.
You're calling them a meter maid.
Yeah. I mean, you're also getting people yelling at you like, what the fuck? I was just here for a second. It's like constant all day. It's like, it's the worst job. It's so, you know, negative that all the time. You are ruining someone's day. Yeah. All the time.
And then you don't care, though. Then don't sign up for it. You don't care, though.
Right, right.
If your family doesn't respect you're a meter maid. The meter maids, fuck you.
Right.
You know, hey, we all got to work. I get it. But there's something else you can do.
Honestly, that's just, those jobs are for pensions. And I don't know how to live my life like that, where like, no, you don't understand the pension. I'm like, you're living now. But yeah. I understand that like a lot of people just go to work and that's what it is. It's work.
They worked there 20 years. Yeah. At the last year or so, they work weekends and everything because the pension's based on the final year. Oh. And then they're sitting pretty at an early age.
Yeah. And so to me, I get it. It's like, you know, like Keith, you said, at the end of the day, you're not checking your email. You're not worried about, you know, what went up and what didn't, and like the creativity aspect of it. But for me, like, if I don't care about my job, I don't know how to keep caring about my job.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's a different mentality. But traffic cops, man. So, if you put an audio, like some kind of mic in my car as traffic cops come around, oh, my God. I talk to them from my car all the time because they're very rarely good traffic cops. What they're doing is they're standing there when the green light turns green. Yeah. They go ahead. And when red turns red, oh, you got to stop. And so every time I pull up to one of those that literally when it turns green, they're like, go ahead. And they just keep telling you to go ahead. And then when it turns red, they tell you to stop. You just hear me having a conversation with them. Oh, wait. Oh, so now? Do I go now? Oh, I'm so glad you were here.
And she waves
so
to him and everything. Yeah. You're a savior.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Wait, should I stop now? It's red. Red. Red means stop. Oh, thank you guys so much. It's a good thing you're here. Oh, there's two of you. That's my favorite. There's two of you. Oh, and you're not even communicating with each other. Oh, a little confusing. That's helpful. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's a good. I'll collect your paycheck at the end of the week. This is very helpful.
Thank you for your 9/11 help, officer.
Yeah, at the end of it, like sometimes they're actually hurting it. I saw a traffic cop creating traffic three or four blocks down. I swear to God. I'm just like, oh my God, this is why there's traffic, because you don't know how to direct it. You're trying to get off this duty. You know what I mean? Like he was getting off the other duty and now he doesn't have a gun. And now he's like, well, this job isn't fun either. Let me do this wrong. What else they got for me? Because I can't get fired.
You ever see those traffic cops? They make it onto YouTube. They're dancing as they're doing it. And I'm sure their family's real proud. That strong family of blue.
That's like, it's all you can do from killing yourself. The light is turning green and you're telling people to go. It's a kindergarten teacher with no reward of changing people's lives.
Even the Beatles had that song, Lovely Rita Meter Maid. And it's, you know what I'm talking about? Lovely Rita Meter Maid. It's about him falling in love with this meter maid, but what really happened is he got a ticket. It's an ironic song. It's like, fuck you, bitch. And then the Apple record said, we'd rather not put out a song called Fuck You, Bitch. So change it to Lovely Rita. Lovely Meter Maid.
It's weird. They didn't even have cars back then, though. Like, it's weird how that...
I don't think it was that long ago.
It was
Danny
what,
doesn't know what age is.
The 60s, right? It was horses?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, somehow he got a ticket.
You know what? I do feel bad for meter maids because that is a job, but it's a job that everyone hates you about. And, like, I, you know, people yell at them all the time. But the truth is you did it. If I double park, I deserve a ticket. If my meter is up, I deserve a ticket. One time, I parked at a bus station, really, literally 60 seconds. I turned back around after I stopped facing it for not even 60 seconds. There was a meter maid there. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm so bummed. I'm really sorry. And I was, like, really sweet about it. And he's like, wow, more people should be like you. So he lowered it. It was supposed to be a $115 ticket. And so he pretended like it was a different kind of ticket, and it was $65.
Now that I think about it, by the way, there's a lot of ironic Beatles songs. Like, people play that the day it's your birthday on their birthday. I think that's a fuck you song, too.
Really?
Yeah. No. Well, the next line was, well, it's my birthday, too. Why not? Fuck you. We all have birthdays. You know, we all have our birthdays.
Come Together is about a crazy orgy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Was there all commenting? No.
You guys could really, really say anything. I'll be like, really? That's amazing.
Just come together. I was trying to.
I see.
The Beatles should never be fucked with. Mm-hmm.
You don't like them.
I think they're good.
They're overrated?
Yeah, but how couldn't they be? You know? Like, they're like, in the same way that Louis C.K. is overrated. Just that everyone thinks that they're the best ever.
It's an easy answer.
It's right. I think Abbey Road, the album, is amazing. But that's the only album of theirs that I like all the way through.
I learned that the great George Harrison, he died in 2001. The guitarist for the Beatles, of course. Man, such songs as these he wrote. That's him. Something in the way she moves. Right, beautiful. While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Hey-o! Right, the greatest. I didn't realize that he is the one who made the song Got My Mind Set on You. And I used to hear it all the time. I guess radio is still the same, right? But
big 80s song.
When I was a kid, they'd play like five songs. Man in the Mirror, this was one. I didn't know this was a Beatle. That's those synthesizers. That's crap. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. Take money, a whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money. Well, I guess it's not the worst song, but that's a Beatle. You know what I mean?
Look how Hemda and I were dancing during that. Yeah. And the Beatles were just like, ooh, this is very good. But during.
Meanwhile, I remember even when I was younger, I didn't know that I was offended, but I felt offended. Does that make sense? I was like, what do you mean it's gonna take money? This sounds really fucking creepy.
The picture, the album's called Cloud Nine, and it's it's laughable.
Well, the 80s and the music in the 80s and the
You're a Beatle. You don't have to dress in a Hawaiian shirt and cheesy sunglasses.
The 80s had great music.
You're playing your guitar, the strap is on the wrong shoulder. Do you know what I mean? It's gonna fall off anytime he plays a note.
It's like he's wearing a purse.
It's not slung over him.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's just too cool. Is this what he always wanted to be?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, Lennon's dead. I could be me.
I'm not sad that John Lennon shot him anymore. I'm glad that.
That John Lennon died? Is that what you mean?
No, John Lennon shot George Harrison. That's how George Harrison died.
Excuse me.
Right?
Is this in the lyrics that people are.
If you play it backwards.
Right. We asked the poll. Liam McEnany was on the show yesterday, and we asked, are Liam's antics. For example, he goes on somebody's show, he's eating a banana. He gave us no warning that he's bringing a guest. This kind of
thing. Very little warning.
To be on the show, not just to
be on the show, right.
Be here.
His smirk, the condescending little titter he gives out. Are Liam's Twitter. Antics power move? You know,
I wish he'd quit Twitter too instead of just Facebook and Twitter.
Are Liam's antics power moves, or is he really clueless? 52% say he knows what he's doing.
It's hard for me to imagine that somebody knows what they're doing, especially because he wants more of, like, let's say to be on the show and he's fucking it up or, you know, doing the antics, right? It is counterproductive if he wants to be on other people's show again or, you know, be liked by his peers or anything like that.
But if he's trying to sleep with this girl, he maybe thinks it's worth it.
I see. Doesn't that make him clueless?
I can't imagine he knows the extent of what he's doing.
He knows he rubs everybody wrong.
He takes pride in being called an asshole.
Yeah, but I feel like this is all, like, this is the only defense I have is that I feel like his heart is a good heart, but I feel like he's so new to sobriety and actually like dealing with consequences, and also nobody tells him. He said, you're the only people who say this kind of shit to me. And I said to him, I don't know if this was before or after the show, I said, right, we're the only people who tell you.
Right.
Who's going to say that? In your daily life, how much do you call people out?
Now, it's an anonymous poll, but once in a while, I happen to notice when I'm looking at the forums and somebody signs on and I see the voting change and then they leave. I saw Liam. And if you're curious, he voted that he's clueless.
Well, that makes sense. I like that the first post in the thread is him hawking his shit.
Yeah, so the very first, you can buy my album, Comedian, on iTunes.
That's through a funny Amazon joke he does. He'll do it for this thread. If he knows what he's talked about.
Somebody wrote me and they said, when we talked a couple shows ago about how Singapore gives you a big fine if you're chewing gum. I was saying about all these countries, who cares? And they say the gum thing in Singapore is way overquoted. I can even buy gum here now. It has to be sugar-free and is only sold at the dentist and the pharmacy counter of the drugstore, but it's gum.
That can't be real.
The fine is nowhere near the number from the show, and you would have to be pissing off a cop to get one. this is a bigger scale, but this is whenever we had the people that did the movie about the Muslims came on and said, the people that got arrested for kissing each other on the mouth at Dubai, they gave the cop attitude. There's a law in the books. You can't kiss. They wouldn't have been able to give attitude. Right. You can't kiss your wife. We have gum. I mean, you got to get it from the... That's not right. How we... We really do have freedoms. I mean, it's graded on a curve. But America really is fucking free.
Yeah.
Those cops are constantly just asked, where's your gum in Singapore?
You said that as an adult. I can buy gum now.
Over the counter. I need a prescription.
Right.
It's not my kind of place. Britney Spears' music is being played on boats to get rid of pirates. You know, these salami pirates.
This can't be real.
They try to steal all the meat, right?
They try to steal all the meat, buddy. British merchant marines have been blasting the Pop-Tart's greatest hits. They say it's effective against pirates.
Except the pirates who enjoy it.
No one enjoys it.
No one would enjoy it.
No.
Emmy's not a pirate.
Right.
Her songs were chosen by our security team.
Oh, Lord.
Because they thought the pirates would hate them the most. It seems to be working. Mostly, Oops, I Did It Again, Baby One More Time, and Toxic.
Those are the best.
Best.
Right.
It's not even got my mind set on you.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's like, don't they play Metallica Crazy Loud? Or didn't they at Abu Ghraib?
Yeah.
Ghraib, however it's pronounced.
I guess anything on repeat will grate your nerves.
I guess it's what you don't know. Like, we're used to the Britney Spears style, let's say.
What if we're being tortured every day? Right. Every time we turn on the radio, that's torture. Literally.
We don't know what, and we pay to be tortured.
Right.
Do you like the album of torture music?
You invited me over to analyze my own torture to your
house. Songs to be heard to.
That's my playlist.
You love sriracha, Hemda. This is true.
Oh, my God. There's nothing like sriracha. I can't believe it's mainstream now.
It's hot sauce, right?
Oh, it's that red hot sauce. It's Asian. Mm-hmm. Even Trader Joe's now has a version of theirs for their, like, they make a version of sriracha. Trader Joe's tends to always have too much vinegar in their stuff because I think it's cheaper and that stays better for longer. But sriracha, you can give that to me with pretty much any meal.
Is it super spicy?
It is. It really is. Ooh. Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. Good. Yeah.
Really?
It's not ridiculous. It's the best ever. I will pour that on anything. I noticed that, like, if it's not.
just bite the palate.
Right.
I know, but I noticed like if I have red pepper or something in a restaurant that I don't know, I'll pour the shit out of it, and people are like, "Aren't you afraid that's going to be too hot?" I'm like, "Look where we are. How are you going to burn me?" And I'm always right.
The company, if you're curious, that makes the brand is Hui Fang Foods.
Mm, they're yes, so horny.
I love you.
They make it in California. And in this California town, people are complaining that it's fucking with their eyes. The chili odor
yikes,
is causing burning eyes, sore throats, headaches from the plant.
Wow. Oh my
God. Okay. That let me tell
like
you.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Let me share a little story. When you overdo it on the heat in your food, everybody knows that the next day you're on the toilet for an extra portion of time.
It's nature's chia seed.
Yes. But it burns a little. Chia seeds make it very nice. Burns a little. I've experienced this, and it's always, it pops in my head like, what the fuck is going on with my system? It's like, it's like a gremlins in there. And then I'm always like, oh yeah, totally worth it.
I went to the moon.
Totally worth it. Yeah, I wonder if like I lived in California, I'd be like, it's okay, because it's so good.
Do you just get like an empty pita in sriracha? Just fill it up?
I'm not convinced that I haven't
like a bread
done
bowl.
That.
Like a bread bowl. It's sriracha soup.
Oh, I add sriracha to soup. Definitely.
Why? Soup is so good, though.
I know.
Sriracha. Soup isn't supposed to be painful.
No, and then there's that green thing that's new that's hard to find. Oh, I just bought like three of them from the supermarket because it's so hard to find. I bought the fourth one because it was the last one for Emmy and she can never find it.
No, I think you are a very good cook. I don't understand how, though. If you're him, as one of these people that put hot sauce on everything, how do you have a palate?
I don't know. It must be a totally different tongue.
Eating is one of the best. It's one of the greats.
Yes.
When you hurt your mouth on purpose, it's not good. You don't taste it. It's just numb and violent and garbage.
I know, but for some reason, like people who have, let me describe what goes on in people like mine, you know, my mouth.
I'm starting to change my mind.
It's never going to happen for you guys. You're never going to like it. I think your tongue could either take it or not. And when
you know what my thing is? I get French onion soup. I put some thumbtacks on it. Yum. I'm putting it on too much stuff. But I like it. Pizza.
That next day, hoo-ha.
I'll put it on pizza. I'm in the toilet and I'm like, worth it.
I ate thumbtacks yesterday.
Yeah.
Ooh, speaking of pizza, Two Boots has this jalapeno sauce that I just drink.
Oh,
it's
God.
So good.
You are lost.
Oh, it's so delicious.
There's no getting you back like to the world of the same.
I asked for it on the side so I could put some on my pizza, but while my pizza's getting ready, I just dip my finger and just eat it. It's so good.
Oh, God. That hurts my ears. I don't know
why. I know.
This is worse than those rappers that drink scissorup.
Oh, yeah. Two things like that. So, one, I think that for people with my kind of mouth, it for some reason, instead of taking down the taste of other things, it absolutely brings them up front. So the heat just makes everything taste better. I don't know what it's doing in your mouth, but that's what it's doing in my mouth.
It's destroying.
Yeah.
I was just talking to Peter Grossman, who proposed to Sarah on the show, and he was telling me about his trip to Africa, and one of the lunches or dinners that they had was like in a genuine, you know, like non-touristy local African place. And there was this thing that was so hot, like they had to warn you. And, you know, he's like, let me have it anyway. And it was the hottest thing he's ever eaten. And in fact, he ate a little bit of it and started hallucinating. His wife had to like literally carry him home. And I was like, how's the next day? He's like, whatever you're thinking is correct. And I said, And he goes, totally worth it.
Wow, you can prolapse your anus doing that.
Yeah.
Hallucinated.
Fuck lifting weights.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
For what?
What did he see? Like it's a so better good tasting thing
I don't
that he
know
tried to eat?
He saw his mom going, what the fuck are you doing? This isn't what I raised.
Goodness gracious.
I ate hot sauce from a kid, like from before I could remember.
That's probably why. Maybe that's why you like it so much before your taste buds. Do your taste buds like evolve when you're younger and then they stop when you get older?
I think there's something to it, but I think, you know, not 100%. I think some of the stuff that you eat, you know, earlier in your life, you might not have tried later, or, you know, would have taken you a lot longer to try where you're already used to it.
Do you keep hot sauce in your purse just in case?
I have. I definitely have.
Oh my Lord.
Wow.
It's so good. It's so good. And
it doesn't even really have a flavor. It's just hot.
Yeah.
No. It's so good.
She knows this.
Yeah, it adds to the flavor that you're eating.
It's like shitty water.
Oh, it's so good. It's like seltzer. You guys hate seltzer.
Which one's the best? Green or red?
Oh.
They're so good. The
green one. The green one. Yeah. The green one. And I, you know what, really? Danny? I'm going to give you a picture of this because this thing is harder to find, but it's becoming more mainstream. It's like a Mexican hot sauce. Anything green is better as a hot sauce because it most likely includes jalapeno and herbs. So that's like the best combination. Whereas red is just like the red pepper thing with like maybe vinegar or something to keep it, you know, good. But the green one, it usually tastes fresher. And the mix of like fresh and spice is brilliant.
Brilliant.
I know there are people listening
brilliant.
Like, there's only...
My guitar gently weeps and hot sauce.
There is no in between. There are people who will either think like you guys or mm-hmm. like me. And that's it. There's no like, meh, I guess if you didn't... There's no. You either want to be like completely fucked up
picture or, like ravioli. But yes. Inside it's hot sauce.
Imagine oh my ice God. Cream and it's hot sauce flavor.
Maybe that's the only thing I wouldn't have it on. Oh, he just found the thing. Maybe. I don't fucking know. Maybe.
She's going to try it.
Don't hold me to it.
Nope.
We're knocking the ice cream off the table. Like, no, you said. No, I said maybe.
Because I used to not have hot sauce with my breakfast. Now there's no meal that doesn't have it.
Cereal now with hot sauce.
It's salad dressing for you.
Yeah.
She'd be happy if it was like...
I'd rather have hot sauce dressing than like... regular dressing. Like if you're like you can't have dressing on your salad, I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'll eat the salad without dressing. But if you're like, but do you want hot sauce? Yes. It's not as good on salad, to be honest. But
what a shame.
I was gonna say she would like it if it is one of these cereals and it's like cornflakes. Oops, problem in the factory. Right. Now with hot sauce.
On the box. We fucked up. It costs more now, but
as a kid I ate jalapeno potato chips. For okay. like snacks for my,
well, those know, I can handle.
You get a sandwich
sort of.
And can you?
Yeah.
I don't think Keith can.
No, but it makes more sense. You know, jalapeno bites. These things make sense.
Right.
But you guys are putting hot sauce on everything. This is mental.
I don't know how you deal with Keith. You've eaten some hot wings that are pretty fucking spicy and you're just eating them and you could never tolerate anything.
There's something about when it's in chicken wing form that I can have the buffalo sauce that they put with it. But
oh,
when
yeah,
they
buffalo's
try,
tough.
You know, when they try to go overboard just to fuck you.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a try our level 10 wings where you literally will die.
Yeah. Super hot. We'll put your picture on the wall of you crying. Who gives a fuck?
I don't know if I would do that.
I had a.
Because I know that my whole system will fucking burn.
And you hate chicken.
I'm not a big fan of chicken, but I will eat it here and again.
I was a busboy once and I would in a Mexican restaurant and I'd give the chips and salsa and this guy kept saying, I want the salsa as hot as it can be. It can't be too hot. I gave him all hot sauce
mm-hmm.
and just the tiniest, tiniest amount of salsa on top so it looked a little chunky. He loved it. He's like, this is what I'm talking about and I want this every time I come in.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
But if I just give him the bottle, he'd call me an asshole.
Right.
Wow, that's worse than me.
It's disgusting.
That's,
I mean, some of these pictures. Like
you just pour Tabasco in a bowl?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and like two tomatoes on top.
Wow. Tabasco I don't like as much, and it's the most popular here. I'll always ask for hot sauce. They'll be like, we have Tabasco, and I always have to be like, I guess.
You're such a hot sauce hipster, dude. Come on, man.
Sriracha's where is that, dude?
I remember the Mexican restaurant, and somebody quit, and he quit angrily, another busboy. So he took the big container of salsa and just poured it everywhere.
Oh my God.
Shelves, linen, everything. Silverware, everything.
Yeah, because he's so sure that your bosses will clean it up.
We
That's
cleaned
you
it
cleaning
up.
It up. That's his peers.
Yeah, one time I walked into the walk-in fridge or freezer.
By the way, I would quit right after that guy. I'm not cleaning up that shit.
I happened to live, thank goodness, right next to the place. But I walk into the walk, and I was trying to get something off the top of the walk-in, and I bumped over the giant thing of salsa. I look like Carrie.
Oh.
It covered me. I'm telling the kitchen staff, like, tell them I'm taking a bath. I mean, what am I going to do, go out there?
Right.
Hey, boss.
Right.
You think I can take 5 minutes?
Jeez.
No, get out there. Hemda and Lauren are on the new Adam Spiegelman show, Proudly Resents. They'll be talking about Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Boy, Lauren fucking schooled us on that shit, and Adam fell in love with her. Him. And I was watching this, and part of Sister Act is singing, so Lauren would like just sing a piece, you know, that song, la 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 la, whatever, and Adam just stopped. And there was just a pot. He's like, oh, I thought you were going to continue. There was, oh my goodness.
He's going to do musicals from now on.
Seriously, only with Lauren. It was absolutely amazing. Proudlyresents.com. It's also a great buddy of ours, and it's such a fun show to do. And if you're a movie fan, it's really just, you're supposed to hate on it, which right. I didn't, but we hated on Bridesmaids.
What's the story? So Whoopi Goldberg was
this is number
testifying?
Two. So, well, that was number one.
Oh, she was number testifying one. And she had to hide in a nunnery.
Yes. And number two, it's back in the habit. She got a really good Vegas gig that they asked her to stop for a second because they need the school to be saved. Mm. So, and these are like, quote, degenerate kids. And
which one has Lauryn Hill?
The one that we were talking okay. about. Yeah. And we talked about how it helped her career and stuff, which I didn't know. I thought, I didn't know the Fugees were even going at that time.
Well, good for
anyway, her. It was really fun.
They got, this Lauryn Hill's got to do another sister act, mm-hmm. right? She's having problems.
Well, now it's on Broadway, right?
Bridesmaids is great.
Whatever.
Do you know who directed Bridesmaids?
Listen, everyone involved in Bridesmaids, like the actors, the director, whatever, it's really good. I just was not pleased with the amount of sketch that could have been just 10 minutes. Instead, it was a two-hour movie.
What if you saw it with 12 ounces of hot sauce?
Mm. Oh.
What if you...
You didn't like it when those bridesmaids were throwing up and shit, and that's what happens to you after you have a big meal of hot sauce. You couldn't relate?
I could relate. I never think it's funny. I just go, oh, where is it?
What about when they were on the plane and they were drunk on hot sauce?
No.
It was so funny. That's how I get when I'm on hot sauce.
What if you pretend hot sauce is the plot?
Yeah. Do that next time.
Like, watch the new Die Hard, but think they're going out to the hot sauce factory.
Oh, to save the sriracha.
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
It's Saving Private Sriracha.
Yeah, because you're going to die hard.
Listen carefully. I have your sriracha. I will find you, and I will hurt you.
I have a particular set of skills, which involves getting back my sriracha.
This morning, I almost fell on the back. Like, while I was about to brush my teeth, I almost fell.
Do you brush with sriracha?
Yes.
That would be nuts, dude.
And I'm thinking, like, I could have just died because it was really a bad fall, and I happened to catch myself right. Never let go of the toothbrush. It was absolutely ridiculous. And I'm thinking, like, if I die like that, because, you know, a little bit here and there, you slip in the shower or the bathtub, or, like, while you're taking a shower, and you just go, wow, that would have been the dumbest death. Yeah. No one's here. I would have been, like, naked and wet for a while until somebody discovered me. It would be terrible. I would hate dying that way. Now, and if I died of sriracha... That's just fine. Understand that I had the best time of my life and everything's okay.
Like you bathe in it and then it just like whatever poisons it is. Your veins because it seeps in.
Whatever. I mean, I wouldn't want to go blind because of it and I came close because I forgot it was on my fingers. But
you rubbed your eye once?
With some kind of like super hot stuff. Like I put it on my finger to taste it and it was like the title of the hot sauce had the word fuck in it.
Was the other word you?
And then I wiped it off, not thinking that's not good enough. And I rubbed my eye. I was blind. I couldn't see.
That's like Drano. You could pour that down a drain. It would
just
unclog it.
So good.
No, it's not, Henda. You don't know what good is.
It's so good.
That's what I'm learning.
And I mourn for your life.
It's so good.
But like knowing how much you like sriracha, maybe you're wrong on Bridesmaids. Wouldn't you just imagine? Right.
Well, you've eaten my food and I wasn't wrong on that.
Yeah, but you didn't...
I made it.
No.
I made the food. I didn't put any sriracha for you guys, but, you know.
I don't get it. I think we have the poll.
I think Bridesmaids is great.
Whatevs. Bachelorette is better.
Bachelorette is better.
Thank you.
But Bridesmaids is still very good.
It's a little hokey.
What is?
Bridesmaids. Hokey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This Bachelorette, I'm going to see it. I guarantee I'm going to hate it.
That's fine.
It's kind of...
Too late. I'm seeing it.
Okay. See it. To me, it's gritty and it's the better.
Gritty is a good word. Yeah.
Gritty? Okay. Yeah.
It's like Batman.
Isn't it?
What?
What?
Batman is it. It's that kind of gritty.
Is that Dum Dum in it? Kirsten Dunst?
She is in it.
Oh, she's my favorite.
I like her.
I love her. Love, love, love her. She's one of the people that I would love to meet.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think she's brilliant.
I'm like, brilliant?
Brilliant.
I think you're overusing the word brilliant today.
Nope. I think she's brilliant.
Did you know her dad is a bottle of sriracha?
I knew I loved her for a reason. She's so hot. Thank you.
All right.
Let's let that settle in.
Danny Hatch, he has this show, and it's coming out this Thursday, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. and Catherine Heller's on it, and I was on it, and of course, and I loved it.
It's a lot of fun.
It's very fun.
I like when my shows are fun, and that was one of them.
It was a good time. That one I would keep.
I think you guys should check out the trailers, the previews. We have extra bonus content after the show that's only posted on YouTube, youtube.com/Keith and the Girl. So, of course, Danny's preview will be going up. But also, after every show, we do like 5 minutes after the show just to provide extra content for YouTube. So check that out. Danny, you're going to be in a bunch of shows.
I have, yeah. I am a stand-up guy. I host a show with my friend Andrea Allen, who you've heard on this show, mm-hmm. and on My Name is Keith. Mm-hmm. we host a comedy show first Thursday of every month.
You guys are still friends after My Name is Keith.
You'd think we wouldn't be. Right. We really shouldn't be.
I met with them recently, and
Hendo was at one of our planning sessions.
Yeah, they let me sit in on them planning their show together, and I was like, oh, I only heard the beginning of your show, and they're like, stop listening. I think it went well so far, and they're like, stop listening.
That's true. But Thursday, November 7th at Gordon Bennett, which is in Williamsburg, 109 South 6th Street, 10 p.m., awesome comedy show coming at you.
I'll be there.
Full lineup TBA, but we have Ben Conrad, who hosts a very funny show at The Creek in the Cave, where you make fun of movies. He will be on it. Not making fun of movies. Well, maybe he will be in his act. I'm not God. I don't know what his act will be.
Do you discuss this during the meeting, like all this stuff?
So check that out. And I have a Facebook invite page, which I'll post a link to that on the forum so you can follow along. Also, November 13th, I'll be on the Reddit stand-up show hosted by Nathan Anderson at The Creek in the Cave.
Such a big deal.
I'm very excited, yeah. They draw a great crowd of Redditors and you know, other people.
But you're up there with headliners. Mm-hmm. This is a big deal. Come support the show.
Yeah, so November 13th, 10 p.m.
And as you perform, people can yell, upvote!
Mm-hmm. Right,
that kind of thing.
Right.
Please don't do that.
who do I have to look in the eye to get some love around here, these Redditors? It's a joke I've been trying to form in my head. Who do I have to make eye contact with to get a laugh around here?
So you'll be recording your next show on Monday. You can try it on that.
And Keith will be at The Creek in the Cave November 6th for the show called The Show. Now, of course, a bunch of Keith and the Girl people will be there supporting that as well.
Yeah, make sure you come out, because when I take the stage, you got to go crazy. Yeah. That's the rules. Other people clap for him, yeah. But when I go on, you blow their mind and make them jealous.
Should we rush the stage, come up with you, just like jam on stage?
Yeah, I want like 20 people in the back to run to the front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I'll tell you this. The Creek in the Cave has the green hot sauce that I like, the rare green hot sauce, and I pour the shit out of it in my salsa.
That's why I feel so awkward every time I go there.
Well, I get two salsas. I get one that I put the green sauce and one to share with people because I feel rude.
Okay, so there you go. Look forward to that. Yeah. It's the day of hot sauce.
See Keith or see hot sauce.
Right. I don't mind why you're there.
Hot sauce is the headliner.
Right. But get your ticket now before they sell out. Thank you guys very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.